Welcome back to another episode of Ask a Clutter Boss. I'm Jess Marcy. I am your clutter boss for today. This is the internet's best and possibly only decluttering advice show. So welcome back. I know that Facebook is down right now, so I don't expect to actually have anybody watching. But if you are one of the lucky few who can still be on Facebook and happen to be here catching this show live, please say hello in the comments. Otherwise, I'll just assume that we're all watching on replay. So today's questions are topically based around, most of them anyway, clutter and kids. So great topic. Our team has taken these questions and simplified them a little bit. So we're going to go through the clutter and kids questions. And then the last question, tips for decluttering and organizing on a budget. Another great question. All right. We have a couple of Facebook users on. Hello. How do I manage clutter with kids at home? Great question. So when you have children in your house, you tend to have more stuff. Well, I guess the higher number of people you have in your home, the more stuff you could potentially have in your house. And children tend to come with a lot of things these days. So when you have children in your house and you're trying to stay on top of your clutter, I have a couple of tips. Number one, build in habits every single day to pick up and put away. So we do something in our house called a 20-minute quick clean. We spend 20 minutes just picking up and putting away at the end of every day. If you have a family of four and four people are spending 20 minutes picking up and putting away, that's 80 minutes of time you have devoted just to picking up your house on a daily basis. When we're talking about maintaining our homes, if we're taking stuff out every day, if your children are taking out toys or taking out stuff to play with or taking out clothing or whatever it is every single day, get into the habit of having the opposite action, putting it away every single day. If you can stay on top of the stuff that is out and just picking up and putting away every single day, you're going to be so far ahead of the game. That's most of the battle right there. When we do a 20-minute quick clean, I try and have a really positive attitude. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm just looking for participation. So forget perfection. No child is going to put things away perfectly, but having a positive attitude and just participating is huge. And when this becomes a habit, your children will naturally start to do it over time. Now, their over time might be a couple of years. We also have to really manage our expectations when it comes to how long it takes to develop these habits and to, especially for children, to learn to do them on your own. So manage your expectations. It takes adults a really long time to develop habits, way more than the 30 days they say. Children have to learn this skill. And then at some point, when it kind of matches up with their personalities and their developmental stages, it will come together and it will be a habit for them too, but it's not going to be right away. So just keep that in mind. But that's how I tend to manage the day-to-day clutter, the stuff that just comes out living with children. Another important thing to keep in mind is if you don't have space for the stuff that your kids have, it will be absolutely impossible for them to pick up or clean up their rooms or their spaces. So if your storage space is smaller than the volume of stuff that you need to store, your children are never going to be able to put it away, period. You cannot put 2x the amount of stuff away in X amount of space. So if you're expecting your kids to be able to pick up their rooms and pick up their stuff, you have to make sure that they're able to actually put it away easily. Does it fit? Is there space for everything? Can they access the storage? Children tend to be shorter than adults. If they have to reach high to put something away, it's going to be really difficult for them to do that. So make storage as easy as possible, and then picking up will be so much easier. And actually, the next question, what are effective storage solutions for toys and kids' items? I think the easiest storage solutions are the most effective. We want to have as little steps as possible. Open up a drawer, put something in. That's like two steps right there. If you have to open up a drawer, open up a bin, get behind something, get around something, it's going to be really difficult to actually get it put away because that's too many steps. One or two steps maximum. And make sure there is enough space for everything to fit. If you have to cram stuff into storage. It's hard to put it away. It's like adding an extra step. It's unlikely it's going to get put away if there's no space to put it away easily. So keep that in mind. The best way to involve kids in the decluttering process, just make it part of your everyday. It's just like eating, doing laundry, decluttering. It's just something that we do on a pretty regular basis. When my kids were younger and they had collections of items, like I was actually just telling one of my coworkers today about this epic, we had an epic doll collection and then we had an epic stuffed animal collection. I have one kid who is much more of a collector than my other. So collections are really important to children's development. Prioritizing what is important to them is a big part of executive functioning skills. And that's hugely important for their brain developments. The problem comes when all of these collections don't fit into the spaces that we have. So there's two skills that you have to learn as children: executive functioning, what's important to me, and then how do I actually take care of the stuff that I have? How do I actually put it away? If this is important to me, how do I maintain it and take care of it? When my kids were younger, I would do something like help them figure out letting go of 10% of things at a time. So we would lay out 10 items from a collection, whether it was dolls, stuffed animals, rocks that we collected outside, garbage that just came in from who knows where, whatever a collection was for them. And then we would find the 9 things we want to keep and the one that we want to let go of. And we would do that over and over again until we got through all of the items in the collection, reduced by 10%. It's fun. And actually this works for adults too. You can reduce by 10%, 20%, 30%, whatever, but it's a nice, easy way to start figuring out what to let go of, like how to let go of a percentage of a collection and what you love and what you don't love as much, right? Another thing when it comes to kids and clutter, how do I maintain a clutter-free home with a growing family? Teach your kids that space is a parameter of life, just like time and money. We seem to have no problem saying to our children, I can't afford this, or we can't afford this, or we don't have enough money for this. We need to get into the habit of applying that same line of reasoning to our space. We don't have enough space for this. So we can only bring this into our rooms or into our homes if we have money to purchase it, if we have time to take care of it, and if we have space to store it. And just kind of get into the habit of saying that, do we have space for this? Do we have space for this? And if you really want this thing and there's no space, you have to make space first. If you bring something into your house and it doesn't have a home in your house, it's clutter before it even gets through the door. Anything that comes in that doesn't have a dedicated space is already clutter. And clutter attracts clutter. And it's hard to take care of clutter because you can't actually put it away. You can't take care of it. So talk to your children about these things, just like you talk about finances and budget and managing your time. Managing your space is also really, really important. What to do with items that my kids have outgrown? So I think when kids outgrow stuff, we should pass it along. Maybe keep a small collection. If you're keeping stuff that your children have outgrown because maybe you're going to have another child or you're waiting to pass it down, that's a collection of stuff that you're hanging on to, and you want to have dedicated storage space for that collection. So if you have clothing, for example, and you're holding on to it for your younger child, have a space in your house that is that transitional clothing storage, right? The things that we're hanging on to, and live within that space. You don't need to keep everything, just keep whatever fits in that space. The nice thing about children's stuff is it's really, really easy to get lots of kids' stuff inexpensively or free. We tend to have a huge collection of children's stuff just in general in this world, right? So if you need size 4T girls clothing, you could just post on your Facebook, does anyone have 4T girls clothing? You'll probably get bags of clothing for nothing. So there's no financial benefit to hanging on to a lot of children's stuff. But if you are sentimental about things or there's some emotion attached to it, then just have a defined amount of space for that collection and hang on to whatever fits within that space. That wraps up the questions about kids and clutter. And the last question is, do you have any tips for decluttering and organizing on a budget? Yes, Decluttering and organizing should not cost you any money at all. And in fact, it should save you money. So don't go out and buy boxes and bins. Don't go out and buy organizational systems. Use what you have. And the most important part of decluttering and organizing really is becoming a conscious consumer. So only bringing things into your house that you have thought about as a purchase, you absolutely need and love, and you're going to hang on to them for a long time. That's, yes, we have to get stuff out, but once we get stuff out, the ongoing long-term is conscious consumption. Does this make sense for me? And when you start to transition to becoming a more conscious consumer, you end up saving a lot of money because you're not just buying and buying and buying. So it should not cost you money to declutter and get organized. Use what you have. Let go of the excess. It's only weighing you down. That's all for this episode of Ask a Clutter Boss, the internet's best and only decluttering advice show. I'm so glad that we had a couple of viewers on live, even though Facebook is down right now. It's nice to see everyone in the comments. And if you didn't catch us live because your Facebook wasn't working, it's always available on replay. Give me a hashtag replay so I can say hi to you in the comments at some point in the future. Have a great day, everyone.